For many trial lawyers, Mo Levine was the greatest trial lawyer of his generation. While his books have been out of print since the 1960s, they continue to command prices of $1,200 per copy. Now, Trial Guides is proud to announce the release of Mo Levine on Advocacy. This historic release is a collection of every known public lecture and closing statement by Mo Levine. In this Trial Guides podcast, what you are about to hear is a recently discovered 1966 lecture by the great Levine, which is included for the first time in Mo Levine on Advocacy.
Listen to another concept of damages, which I have not been talking about because I've been trying it out on juries. You know, a lot of lawyers try out ideas on you and then use them on juries. More important to me how you are affected than the jury. They'll do all right with good cases. So I try them out on juries first, and it's worked out well. The most important element of damage, maybe somebody better write this down, because it took me a long time after nibbling around the edges to get to this. The most important element of damage is not what you take from a person, but what you leave them. Didn't hear anything simpler than that? Let me accent it. You have a man with 20/20 vision. He has an accident, he is left with 20/40 vision. You have taken from him 20/40th vision, which is a remarkable amount of vision to remove from a man. But you've left him 20/40th, and he has good functioning with 20/40th, because I wish I had it. But you take a man with 10/200, and he barely sees the light, and you blind him. You've only taken 10/200. You've left him with nothing. And I said to a jury that in the darkest place, the smallest candle will make the darkness tolerable. Blow out the candle, and you are plunged into the abysmal fear of the dark unknown. One little candle makes darkness tolerable. Blow it out, and there is nothing but the blackness of terror. The jury understands. The jury understands. Dick Grant called me. He said a man lost his wife. It didn't work very much. They were well known as Tucson's derelicts. They worked a little bit to make money for drinking, and then they stopped working. They had no children. They had no possessions. These were the two people. And his wife died in an accident. And Dick called me up. He said, Mo, there's conceded liability. What do I say are the damages? And this was it. He had so little, and they took it from him, and now he has nothing. And now he has nothing. Whom is he going to get as a companion? Who is going to live with him? Whom can he now get? Don't say to yourselves, these are inferior people. They loved each other. In their own way, they loved each other. No one else loved them, but they had each other. And they removed her from him, and the damages are for the loss of her companionship and her tending of him in whatever way she tended him. Do not look down upon them. Judge not, lest ye be judged. And he sent me a clipping from the paper. I think he got $35,000 for that case. They had offered him $4,500. No miracle was achieved. But you sit down and say, these are people. I must accept them as such. What is the last thesis? The last thesis is the one I talked about Monday, and please, please bear it in mind. Because again, it is the evolution and synthesis of years of struggling to reach the plateaus that will find acceptance in a collective jury's attitude. The identification of the jury with a community, to me, is one of the most important things that ever struck me as a bolt of lightning. We have all skirted about edges. Do it directly. Jurors, you are the voice of the conscience of this community. When you speak the community's attitude. Every case, I don't care what it is, slip and fall in a store, falling downstairs, tripping on the sidewalk, being hit by an automobile, good humor truck which attracts children, anything, the community is interested. because it involves people and they are people. And so, jurors, when you render your decision, you do not speak alone for yourself. You speak for justice and the community. And watch the jury grow 2 feet in the jury box as you talk to them. If you mean it, if you don't mean it, don't say it. Jurors will spot a phony argument at 20 paces. If you don't mean it, if you don't feel it, if you don't believe it, don't say it. But think about it. And if you believe it, and if you feel it, you will say it, and they will believe it. I pray that the ensuing year will find you all back with us, and that you will have had a very prosperous, healthy, vital, enlightening, and brilliant year, all of you. God bless you.
For more on Mo Levine on advocacy, visit www.trialguides.com or call 1-800-309-6845.